It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Gene Purcell. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, an Iraq war widow shares her personal story of losing her husband in the war.
Before that, we're talking about some of the legislation being considered today in the State Assembly and in the Senate. There are some constitutional amendments up for a vote in the Assembly, and the Senate is voting on several bills, including one that would limit the power of circuit court judges.
Sean Johnson joins us from the state capitol now, where he has been covering the state legislature all day. He is the state government reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. Sean, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, it is always good to find out what is happening in the Capitol. One of the big stories that we've been hearing a lot about ever since Governor Walker proposed it some time ago were these tax cuts. The state had that extra money lying about. Governor Walker proposed a series of tax cuts. What's been happening in the Assembly?
Yeah, well, they're going to pass a plan today that closely resembles what Governor Walker first introduced in his State of the State address. It's, you know, you can call this the Walker proposal almost. And it's largely a symbolic vote, though, because they still know that the Senate needs to make some changes to it. They haven't even referred it to the legislature's budget committee yet, the Joint Finance Committee. And so what you have here is Assembly Republicans. They want to take this clean, symbolic vote, put some pressure on the Senate, which is, you know, a little bit rare in the legislature. You don't often see this kind of infighting publicly between Republicans. And so, you know, from that sort of inside baseball perspective, it's interesting. But, you know, what they pass today is not going to be the final product.
As you said, the plan passed today closely resembles Governor Walker's plan. What were the changes?
If there's, you know, there's one change really that they added in the Assembly, and that's tax credit for construction. They've already talked about paring that back a bit. And you know, otherwise, the governor's plan is basically intact. It would be a $400 million property tax credit. That's sort of the centerpiece of the plan as far as Republicans are concerned. About a $100 million income tax credit that's targeted at the lowest bracket. $117 million deposit in the state's rainy day fund. Now, that's probably going to go away in the Senate version. And then, you know, overall, it would leave the state with a larger structural deficit. And again, that's a change that's probably going to go away in the Senate version.
But we'll have to wait and see how that turns out.
And I mean, that's sort of the cobbling together the votes in the Senate is going to be tougher just because they have a smaller margin over there.
Now, the State Assembly, as I understand it, also taking up a constitutional amendment that would change how taxes are raised in Wisconsin. What taxes are we talking about?
Yeah, that, I mean, if you're talking about an income tax or a sales tax increase, this would require a supermajority vote or a two-thirds vote. Could be a potentially big deal because, you know, usually when those taxes are raised, it's when stuff happens in a hurry. You know, when the economy goes into a recession, I think about Jim Doyle's last budget. He'd spent his first term talking about how the state taxes too much and sort of tried to develop this brand as a moderate Democrat, somebody who was against tax increases. And then here he found himself in a situation where, you know, the bottom was falling out and his budget included a number of tax increases. He wouldn't have been able to do that so easily under this plan because you would have required a two-thirds majority vote and they wouldn't have had it at the time. And so it's significant. But again, this is one of those where it might be a symbolic vote. You don't know where the Senate's at on this. It's a pretty, you know, pretty broad move. And, you know, the Senate might not be on board.
And forgive me for not knowing the answer to this, but has Governor Walker weighed in on that?
I have not heard the governor weigh in on that specific proposal. It'd be out of his hands because it's a constitutional amendment. It'd have to pass the legislature twice and then go before voters. It's interesting in that it would actually potentially tie his hands if he wants to do some big changes to the income and sales tax. You know, so for example, he sort of floated the idea of, in order to eliminate the income tax, potentially having an increase in the sales tax to offset that, his hands would be tied there. He couldn't do that without a two-thirds majority vote in the legislature. And so it would have consequences for, you know, governors of either party.
And speaking of constitutional amendments, there was another issue in the state assembly today, a proposal to eliminate the position of state treasurer. And there's a position that has been talked about for some time.
Yeah, the treasurer and the secretary of state, actually this plan was going to eliminate both of them, but it was amended down to just focus on the treasurer. And that's an office that just in this last state budget had its duties significantly pared down. The current officer, Kurt Schuller, actually campaigned on eliminating the office. He's not running again, so it's not exactly a tense situation there for Republicans. But again, this is one where I don't know what's going to happen in the state Senate. They said they haven't really met privately on this to discuss it. And, you know, they haven't caucused on it is the term that gets used. And so it might be another one of those symbolic votes we see today.
Now, over on the Senate side, a couple of things to talk about there as well. In fact, a vote today on establishing a Fox Cities Regional Transit Authority. First of all, what is the significance of that? And then how did that vote go?
Yeah, and this is one that I can tell you is definitely not going anywhere, but it would be very significant for the Fox Cities region. It would let them band together if they voted by referendum to create this Fox Cities Regional Transit Authority, give them the power to levy a sales tax to support a bus system. That's a region that's going to potentially lose federal funding for its bus system because its population is growing. And so it's, you know, hugely significant for the region. And as a nod to that, you have the sponsors of the bill are Republican Senate President Mike Ellis and Democratic Assemblywoman Penny Bernard Schaber. Just a sign of, you know, how political this is. Those two are running against each other this November, and is no doubt part of the reason why Mike Ellis wanted to have a vote on this in the Senate. He got it. He got a bipartisan 25-7 vote in support of the bill, but Speaker Robin Voss says it's just not going anywhere in the Assembly.
And another bill in the Senate that, in the wake of Act 10 and some of the legislation that came out of that, there is a bill that would curb the power, as I understand it, of circuit court judges, a bill that's already received a significant amount of discussion. Tell us about that.
Yeah, and this version is way pared back compared to what you heard talked about last session when it was first introduced. That original version would have significantly limited the power of circuit court judges to block a state law. So when you think back to Act 10, it's been enjoined or blocked at the circuit court level a couple times, different facets of it, based on a county judge ruling. The bill that was introduced originally would have, you know, all but taken away the power of county judges to do that in lawsuits against the state. Clearly, they didn't have the votes for that in the state Senate because they pared it back dramatically. And the version that they passed today would actually just say that, you know, when there's a judgment against the state, you know, you have a right to an immediate appeal. I'm not sure exactly what the tangible effect of that would be, because we've seen some pretty quick appeals in some of these cases, and the Supreme Court can always grant an expedited appeal. So that's one where you saw this potential dramatic step that the Assembly was wanting to take. The Senate wasn't on board.
And so finally, to wrap up here, what bills should we be keeping our eyes on? Bills that are actually going to advance, make it out of the legislature, and then wind up in Governor Walker's desk.
Well, I mean, that tax cut plan something's going to happen there. Republicans aren't going to go home without doing something with projected surplus. They could. I mean, they could leave it alone and say, we've got this to use in the next budget. But that's really going to be the story of the remainder of the session is what they do there. They're also debating what to do with some type of a school report card bill and a school accountability bill, whether you want to actually punish schools that perform badly by removing public funding. But that's one where, again, the two houses are not on the same page.
And this has to be wrapped up when?
And that's also a matter of contention, believe it or not. I mean, they're scheduled to be in session through the first week of April. Speaker Robin Voss says he wants to be in maybe a couple days in early March and then be done. So that's a pretty unusual move. And, you know, it could be that Voss is trying to kind of dictate terms in negotiations with the Senate on all these outstanding issues.
Boy, lots of things to keep our eyes on. Sean, thanks so much for joining us today.
All right. Thanks, Gene.
That was Sean Johnson, state government reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio, joining us today to talk about some of the legislation that lawmakers were voting on today at the state capitol.